going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Less than 35 hours away from the NFL draft.
Woo!
That was quick math by me there, Keith.
Just one more snooze.
We've told you a lot about what we want. Today, we're going to get to five guys we do not want.
No.
Not don't like.
Don't want.
We just don't want them. They might be very nice guys.
They might want us.
They might want to be Patriots.
But too bad.
We don't want them.
Nope, go somewhere else.
Is our list. If you missed the five guys I want that Keith wants, you can go seek that out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. We'll get to hate it or love it today. Tyler Warren, the prospect we'll be discussing. He was part of both of our players we want list yesterday. So we'll do that at 11:45 on Tyler Warren. You can still vote. In yesterday's option, Tetteroa McMillan. A lot of votes.
People don't care for him.
And a lot of hate. Right. We also have Would You Rathers coming your way at 11:30. But without further ado, I'll give you the five guys I do not want in this draft. I'll go in reverse order, Keith.
All right.
Starting with number five, Shamar Stewart. Edge rusher out of Texas A&M. Zero production. He seems to be dropping, at least in the mock drafts out there. Not a player I'd be interested in at the end of the first round or pick 38. Should the Patriots be in that vicinity? I'm also out on Jalen Walker, number four on my list, edge rusher out of Georgia. I think he's an edge rusher. I'm not really sure he has a position. And so you've made the point before, you can't really go wrong drafting Georgia players, especially on defense.
True.
This is one that I personally am not interested in, especially at four. Same thing for Mason Graham. We're going to read you Peter Schrager's mock coming up.
Yeah.
He's dropping like a stone.
Sure is.
In some of these mock drafts. Zero interest in him at pick four, the D lineman out of Michigan. The hate it or love it. Yesterday, number two on my list, Tetteroa McMillan. Don't care for him. Don't want him in the 20s. Don't want him at 38. If he fell there, definitely don't want him at four. And number one on the players I don't want list, Will Camp.
Oh, no!
The offensive lineman out of LSU. Wow. Don't want him at four. Don't want him in a trade down scenario. Don't want him. So again,
that's shocking.
Stewart, Walker, Graham, McMillan, Campbell. That's my list.
All right, my list, starting at number five, I'm going with running back Omarion Hampton.
Ooh.
Now, the reason I say that is if you're sitting at four, you can probably just take Ashton Jeanty. So I don't want a scenario where you trade down or you trade back up and you pass on the best running back in the draft and then you still take a running back. So that's why he's on my list. Number four, Will Johnson. I only want a cornerback if he plays wide receiver.
How dare
I
you?
Don't want an only corner in the first round after spending money on Carlton Davis and you have Christian Gonzalez. Number three, Jalen Walker. Same kind of reasons that you mentioned. Number two, Tet McMillan, because that does feel like you'd be a guy that would be in the top 10. I love receivers, but I don't particularly like this one. I don't think I wouldn't want him in the first round either. I'm with you. There are other receivers that I think you could get at pick 38 that I like even more than Tet McMillan. And number one, the guy I outlined as being the worst case scenario would be staying on the board and simply taking Mason Graham. And now it seems like other people are kind of coming around to the fact that, yeah, maybe he's not even worth a top five pick, regardless of need. But when the team spends all of their free agency resources on defense, including some defensive linemen, I don't want to then pass up a bunch of offensive players just to draft Mason Graham. So 5-1, Omarion Hampton, Will Johnson, Jalen Walker, Tet McMillan, Mason Graham.
Okay, so a good amount of overlap there. Neither of us want Walker.
No.
Neither of us want McMillan. Tet McMillan. Neither of us want Mason Graham. I want Will Johnson. He's on my list of players I want. You do not. You want Will Campbell.
I'll take Campbell.
I do not. Also, Marian Hampton and Shamar Stewart on that list as well. So those are five guys we do not want in the NFL draft for the New England Patriots. We gave you five we want yesterday, five we don't want today. We'll give you hate it or love it coming up at 11:45. Real quick, I'm monitoring the Bruins press conference, which is ongoing.
Yep. They're patting themselves on the back for all their good regular seasons.
I'm waiting for some questions about Swayman.
Yeah.
There's been a little bit about the coaching search. Joe Sacco is a finalist. He will get an
interview,
Keefe.
Congrats, Joe.
Good for him. Sympathy interview for Joe Sacco for putting up with this crap-ass team down the stretch. I'm waiting for a Swayman question, and maybe people are angling up to it. I wouldn't expect much of an answer. As far as I can tell, I haven't seen one, but I'll continue to monitor for that. Anything interesting, we'll be sure to pass it along.
Yeah. We know the Bruins beat you can count on. These guys are going to get in there. They're not afraid
to mix it up, Keith.
No, they're not.
I mean, with other media members. They're afraid to mix it up with Sweeney and Neely and Jacobs.
Right.
I mean, they're very much afraid to do that.
No players there to kiss their asses.
No,
so
no,
they
no.
can't do that today. But
afraid of their own shadow when it comes to that. They don't mind mixing it up with media members.
True.
Whether they're present media members or former media members doesn't really matter. So you can jump in on the Bruins. You can jump in on Jason Tatum and his toughness. Is it fair to question it? Going into game two tonight, where he is doubtful at the moment. We'll talk about that with Terp when he joins us in studio at high noon for Pure Hoops. We have Would You Rathers coming your way at 11:30. And let's get to the Patriots. Peter Schrager, one of the most plugged in the NFL, thinks there's a potential Patriots curveball in the works. Plus, I think we found the absolute moment, the specific moment, where Elliott Wolf lost all power in New England. All that comes your way next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.